that business will be proved. Ex-tribes, this war, citizens, and they will be embarrassed and harassed so much by one side, no sufficient rent, and therefore scarcity of food, and the other side, taxation by the government. In this way, the people will be so much harassed that they give up their home and go to the forest. Unless they take the Krishna consciousness, they will not be saved. The Varnasram College has been established immediately. Everywhere. Wherever we have got our center, a Varnasram College should be established to plant four divisions. One class Brahman, one class Kshatri, one class Vaishya, and one class Shudra. But everyone will be elevated to the spiritual platform by the spiritual activities which we have prescribed. There is no inconvenience even for the Shudras.
Shudras are supposed to take sannyasa also?
No? Why? Shudras. Those are Shudras, they should not be allowed to take sannyasa. Only those who are qualified Brahmins, they will be allowed to take sannyasa.
Kshatriyas used to take sannyasa?
Kshatriyas? Some of them, not all. They did not take sannyasa, but they left home. There is no need of accepting sannyasa. One has to perform the devotional activities. That is it. Simply by changing dress, one does not improve. Unless he takes to the seriously principles of devotional service. But in the Kali Yuga, they will think, because I have changed my dress, I have become a big sinner. Because I have got a sacred thread, now I have got a Brahman. Now, there must be regular training.
See, the Prabhupada, in a Varnashram society is...
Huh?
In a Varnashram society, are most of the citizens Shudras?
Huh?
Are the majority of citizens Shudras in a Varnashram society?
Yes. The number of Shudras are always bigger. That's why in university education, the number of graduates and postgraduates, they are less. Others are big. Number bigger.
The whole idea is that at the end of everyone's life, everyone is required to leave home, perform devotional activities, but not necessarily...
devotional activities, either he leaves from home or not, that is, must continue from the very beginning. All the management of affairs we require to divide, because there are different classes of brain. So, Those are very intellectual brains. They should become Brahmins. Those who are fit for management and protection, they should be trained as Kshatriya. Those who are fit for producing food, taking care of the cows, they should be trained as Vaishya. And the balance, they are also Gurus. This is really. Everywhere you find this division, natural. One class of man, very intelligent. One class of man, very strong, good brain for management, administration. Guy. One class of man, fit for feeling the ground, field, and produce food, take care of the cows, and the balance food. In our society, this division should be there. The most intelligent class of men, they should be engaged in preaching, reading books, and instructing, taking care of duty worship, temple. And another class will be strong managers. The things are going on nicely. Everyone is engaged. Not that eating and sleeping. Everyone must be engaged, employed. So if one is very much adapted for eating and sleeping, he should be engaged with plows. He must be activity. Otherwise there must be dysentery. Eating and sleeping. You cannot digest. Yes? So in this way our society should be managed. God does giving second initiation. A sacred prayer. And after getting the business finished, now I have liberated. Let me eat and feel. This is the strong. We have got 50 years of land, and I have calculated in my approach, setting aside 20 years for the temple and grazing ground for the cow, 30 years on land. The production should be 300 months of grain. 300 months of grain, I have calculated. How much you can? Now, according to our present calculator, our 180 months. So there should be 120 months excess of grain. Instead of excess, they want 10,000 rupees from maintenance. This management is going on. These things are not discussing division. So what kind of discussion was there? Simply talking? No practical? And the estimate of budget was presented for 10,000 rupees per month. And when it was scrutinized and studied, immediately it came down to 6,000. So what kind of budget? So, management should be in that way, that nobody is sitting idly. Automatically he'll fall sick. sickness, ni entitlements. All excess. Eating, sleeping. No excess, no less. Juptaharu biharasya yuga bhavati chit. Jupta. Jupta means actually what you need. Hare Krishna. Everywhere in each center, this system should be introduced, and there must be practical application of the varnasa. At the same time, this program of devotional study, then it will go recognized.
The devotees is formally designated in a particular location?
No, devotees are devotees. Actually, devotees are above this Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. But for merriment or material things, we have to divide. Just like in the body, there are divisions. There is Krishna. Krishna was acting as a Kshatriya. In his boyhood, he was acting like a Vaishya. But Krishna is neither Kshatriya nor Vaishya nor Brahmin. This is the example. He was a cow, her boy. That is business of Vaishya. And when he was fighting in the battlefield, he was a Kshatriya. He was married as a Kshatriya. So although he was acting sometimes as Kshatriya, sometimes as Vaishya, but he is neither of these. So, devotee is like that. He may act in any position, but he is above all the material conception of life. That is perfection.
What should the Kshatriyas be taught?
Kshatriyas should be taught that he is manager. He must see that everyone is engaged. And if there is any fight, they must come forward to fight. This is Kshatriya's mission. They may fight, somebody may attack us. Now they are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. No, they must come forward. Yes, they are prepared to fight. That is Kshatriya. No, no, initiation should go on. You do not understand her said. That is for Vaishnava. So Vaishnava and Vishnu, just like Krishna is Vishnu, he is not human being, but he was acting like human being. Similarly, Vaishnava is transcendental. But for proper management of the material world, one should be acting like Brahma, one should be acting like that is required. Just like actually we are doing so. Some of you are preaching and some of you are cleansing the temple. It does not mean that a sannyasi is preaching. He is a better than judgment. He is cleansing. The position like Vaishnava is the same. But for the management, one is cleansing, one is seeing the construction, one is going to preach. Like that's it. It's not that because I have taken sannyas, therefore I cannot anymore do anything. It need be, yes, you have to have sannyas, a kshatriya or a shudra. It doesn't matter. But man and from man and man, this division must be there. Otherwise, it is a mismanagement. A Vaishnav coming to the position of being the work of Shudra does not mean he has become Shudra. He is Vaishnav. Try to understand this point. That's like in the stage. If you want to play something, one must be king, one must be queen, one must be... But neither of them king or queen. That is stage play. Similarly, to manage things in a material world, we have to guna karma. Karma there must be. Therefore, the karma should be done, executed, according to quality.
So in our movement, the leaders must decide how every devotee and every resource is engaged properly.
That is leadership. Which man is fitted for which one?
Utilization of all resources,
yes,
including devotees.
Then the first thing is that we should see that everyone is engaged. How he should be engaged, that requires leadership. But the first business is to engage everyone. Nobody should be without engagement. Then it will be idle works. Works, what you call? Idle business, devil's works. And the devil is Kamini Kansha, woman and money. This is a devil. So if you remain idle, then you shall think of devil. In this direction is very important. Everyone should be trained as Vaishnava. At the same time, he should walk in different positions for management. So, if our men are not prepared, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, for doing the plowing work, then what is the use of purchasing that? Huh? Then? You have to engage laborer and spend 200 rupees per head, at least, including salary and food, and the production is needed. In this way, there must be 10,000, 20,000 expenditure. Am I right or not? That you bring money somewhere, from anywhere, and let us spend lavishly. What kind of money? We should consider the money, after all, with hard, with hard labor. So somebody will bring money with hard labor, and another body will spend like irresponsible prince. That should be stopped. That is management. Especially is that religion means to make a class of men simply idle. For the opiate, what is called?
For opiate of the truth.
Therefore they are against religion. But actually if you show that you are producing, you are managing, you are educating, then we can counteract the communist tendency. But they are saying that they are escaping, they say. They escape responsibility of worldly life and they are indulging in some religious. But that is the tendency. All, everywhere the government is complaining like that. Therefore they do not want to increase the number of temples, increase the number of devotees. They do not want. Because they say these are a class of idle men. They cannot do anything. And they take to this religious life. That is the tendency. They are thinking like that. But if you show that you are actually doing something ideal, then they will appreciate. Make a small unit of community and show ideal life, not idle life. Ideal life. Then this means in Bombay they have refused because they are under the impression that these Europeans have come here under some sentiment. And what is the use? They have taken some plea and rejected our. It's there as we are making counter propaganda against Maya. The Maya is also very strong. She will also make propaganda against you, very strong. So unless you become very sincere devotee, then it will not be possible to conquer our mind. It will succumb. Mami is a prapadante, Maya is a prapadante. In India, the Brahmin class, they say, I'm born in Brahmin family. Why shall I do this work? You see? And therefore, the whole society has gone to hell. In your country, still, they accept any kind of work. It doesn't matter. And here, in India, if he happens to be a Brahmin, he'll not take any kind of work. Man means just like plowing. He'll not agree. Therefore so much land. The Kshatriya, he thinks I'm Kshatriya. The Brahmin thinks I'm Brahmin. Land is land fell. There is no production. He'll go to the office and fight with the pen. As a Kshatriya. And instead of studying Vedas, he will study the rules and regulations given by the office. But he will not come to plow. That is the scarcity of food. He will go to a mill to work as an ordinary laborer. You know, thik hai tum? And he will not come. So much land is land unutilized. and they're crying for grains. What? The same example I was writing, that in New York City, the whole city is full of dirty things, garbage, for want of cleaners. And you go to the Central Park, you find so many hippies are lying down, idle.
Unemployment.
Not employment, they not work. That means mismanagement. Why they should remain? Why they should remain without any employment? But the government is not doing that.
It's not too inspired. Huh? It's not too inspired. No one has to be fired.
That means mismanagement. You have no desire to take to Krishna consciousness. But you have been taken to it by some other. That is management. That is
management.
A child does not want to go to school, but it is the duty of the parent to send him to the school by some other. So that is government's duty. That a man should be employed according to his capacity. There should be no unemployment. That is a very dangerous position of the society. Now this unemployment question is very strong all over the world. They will plan that this government is not good, that system is not good, this not good, and he will do nothing. He personally do nothing. That's very hippies. They criticize everyone. But he will not do anything. All these descriptions are there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. We are going too far. Employ. From the government to slash this man. So much, everywhere is fine. Everywhere is fine. Who was with me in London?
Last time.
They have taken it into consideration that what is the use of working in the land? Better kill one animal and eat easily. Because he doesn't care for sinful activities. If I can eat the cow, why shall I take so much trouble to till it? This is going on all over.
Employment means now just to get the money and not to work.
This is an employment, even for the old man, the charkha. You see? Gandhi also studies this. Then must be, the old man should be engaged for weaving. What is it called?
Spinning.
Spinning, yes. Everyone should be engaged. That is man. So all GBC members must see that in every temple everyone is engaged.
What is the meaning of leadership?
That is the meaning of leadership.
And they all joys are protected.
Huh?
All the boys are the same.
Yes. Everyone should be engaged. If everyone is engaged, he will never fall sick. Yes? the farmers, their son, they're giving up the farming business.
Going to the city.
Going to the city. You have country also?
Yes.
You have nothing to do with farming.
Excuse me?
Your country, there is nothing to do with farming. What about petrol?
No, there is a lot of good land, but they're not developing.
Just selling petrol.
Yes. Yes, if they can get money underground, right? So that's what.